Welcome back in, guys. Final segment of the show this week. We're not going to do the traditional four down territory this time because I have a couple topics that I want to get to that I think are worthy of discussion. And because we had the guests, it kind of changed the way we did the show this week. But it's still some important things to get to here. And I want to pose the question to you guys, which you can jump in the comment section at the 92 Through the Fan YouTube channel. You can hit me up on Twitter at Spencito _. Who needs this game more, Dan Lanning or Ryan Day? And I think it's an interesting discussion because, like I brought up with Alec, Dan Lanning is still kind of waiting for that signature win during his tenure at Oregon. He committed to them this offseason, didn't take the Alabama job that was kind of being floated or thrown his way. He stayed there. He was loyal. He wants to build something there. I think that's admirable and that's great. But all his biggest games are against Washington the last couple of years, and he's lost all of them. He's lost to Washington on the biggest stage each and every single time. So I do think there's a valid case to be made that Dan Lanning needs this win maybe more than Ryan Day does. But here's why I think it's Ryan Day. Ryan Day, as we know, is looked at maybe more so than any other coach in college football this year in a microscope of all microscopes. Like, everything he does is over hyper analyzed because Ohio State fans, we, as we all know, are relentless in their pursuit of like perfection and greatness. And the moment he slips up, people are ready to pounce and run him out of town. So a win over Oregon is a statement for him. It is something that kind of affirms like, hey, I'm still here doing this damn thing. I'm still the right coach for this job. I'm still going to be able to help Ohio State dominate this new look Big Ten. And it sort of stabilizes, I think, the footing for him of his job security, at least until he gets to the Michigan game. And then we can kind of go from there because we know that's going to be the next big there's going to be other moments that are over and hyper-analyzed. But we know that that's the big one that everyone's waiting for. He has to win that game this year in order to know he's totally safe going into another season next year. But I do think like that's the biggest thing because Dan Lanning, like, yes, is he still looking for that signature win? Yes, of course he is. He needs to still sort of prove his worth in this college football landscape and basically be able to, you know, go out there and get on the level of some of the great coaches in college football at this point, because he's not. I think he's trending in that direction. He is obviously trending in the direction of being a guy who is going to be one of the best in this sport for a long period of time, especially if he keeps recruiting the way he's recruiting. Excuse me, but if he loses this game on Saturday, I don't think anyone's looking at him and being like, "Oh, Dan Lanning." Got to run him out of town. He just doesn't have it in these big games. Like, he still have to win that big one, but he'll still have time to do that. I just feel there's not as much pressure on him to get that done at this point when he's got maybe I'm just not perceiving the pressures of being at Oregon as a national brand out on the West Coast as much as I understand what that's like here at Ohio State. But and so maybe I'm wrong on this, but it doesn't feel like from a national level he has the pressure on him that Ryan Day does to that extent. And so, again, for that reason, I just think it means more for Ryan Day because everything he does is so hyper-analyzed and everything that he does matters in terms of his job security, and you know it's going to get criticized. And if you lose to Oregon, it becomes, well, what does that mean for Michigan? Are you going to lose to that team too? You can't even win in the Big Ten with the super team. It's going to be all this questioning as you continue to navigate a tough schedule ahead because you got Nebraska after a bye week. You got Penn State coming up. Obviously, we know about the game. So, like, I just think, like, if you win this one, it's a goodwill and it goes a long way this season in making it feel like, okay, this is a championship caliber team for real. You still got to do it against Michigan, but it starts to get people staying on his side and not feeling like the pressure's on the rest of the way and that he absolutely has to, like, win out or, you know, has to absolutely win the national championship. This one would go a long way for him. I really think it would. So I think the answer is Ryan Day. But do you agree? Do you think Dan Lanning or Ryan Day needs this win more on Saturday? Let me know your thoughts at Spencito_ or in the 92 to the Fan YouTube comment section. Last thing, guys, and I thought this was interesting. This video comes from Dylan Davis, who is a beat writer covering the Ohio State Buckeyes. And this was Josh Fryer this week at practice. Obviously, Josh Fryer is the starting right tackle for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He's had some ups and downs to start the season. And this was his interesting commentary on how he feels about playing games in primetime with the bright lights on the big stage.
I'm not a big, I don't like it on national television because you just get, if you get messed up, everybody knows, the reporters, the announcers, everybody. But at the same time, you got to embrace it too. I think last year, personally, when it was a big game, I would kind of shy away from it. But now I feel more experienced and just ready to play the game. And it's a cool environment because you never get to experience anything like this ever again in your life. So
when it's a bit of, okay, when we already have questions about the offensive line and we already doubt if they're going to be able to win some of the bigger matchups they have this season, like this game against Oregon this weekend, because we still don't know for sure if they're this tough group up front and they can win that way. Don't tell us you don't like the bright lights, Josh Fryer. Don't admit to us that you don't necessarily like it and that last year you shied away in those moments, but now you're more experienced, so you got it all figured out. Just lie to us. Just lie to us and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not thinking about what the media is going to say about me after the game. Telling us that that's on your mind is not going to make us feel better. Like that just makes us worry that you're going out there and playing this game with this fear of like, well, if I mess up, no, that can't be the case. I do not want to hear that from my lineman. This isn't just an Ohio State thing. I don't care if I was a Michigan fan, which sounds like the worst experience I could ever live in my lifetime as a sports fan. But if I was a Michigan fan, I would not want my lineman admitting that they get a little on edge and they pucker up a little bit when they play primetime games on national TV because they know they're going to be hyper-criticized and they know everyone's watching. And if you mess up, it's a problem. And that in previous years, he struggled with that. Don't want to hear it. I don't. It does. Like I was feeling good about this game. I picked Ohio State to win, and playing that clip reminded me about why I still have some nerves about this team going into it for a big assignment like this. Even though I go down the box and I check like everything, like advantage Ohio State, I'm like, okay, I think they have the better running back. I think they have the better skill position players. I think they have the better defense. I think they have the better of the two quarterbacks potentially. Like, I go down the list of things and check all these boxes, and I feel like Ohio State has the advantage, but then I'm reminded, oh, yeah, they're playing on the road in Autzen Stadium, which is a tough thing to do. Oh, and our offensive line is apparently scared now to go into an environment like that. Not great. Not great. But hopefully Josh Fryer is right in that he's a year older and he's got a little bit more experience, and so it won't be a too big for the bright lights or the lights are too bright situation here, and he's going to show up and he's going to play well, because I need them to play well in the trenches to prove to me that, like, not only are they going to beat Oregon, but that they are a national championship caliber team. Because I think the best teams that generally win the championship are exactly that. They win in the trenches. Please, Josh Fryer, don't tell us these things moving forward. Just go out and play good football. That's all we ask. Cause you've had some ups and downs already. And now you got me feeling nervous. All right, guys. Appreciate you stopping by. I apologize for Nick's tardiness on this episode. He apologizes for his tardiness on this episode. But I did think Alec was great, and he knocked out a great first segment of the show. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe to Sons of the Shoe, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. Where else do you get podcasts around here? Odyssey app. Oh, yeah, that thing that employs us. The Odyssey app. Did I mention Apple? You can also follow along at the 92 to the Fan YouTube channel, where we post all the video sections of the show. And as always, we appreciate your support. So like, follow, subscribe, and do what you can to support us here at Sons of the Shoe. Guys, thank you so much. And emphatically, because we need this one, it's a big game, biggest of the year. Go Bucks!